Johan. Hi. Can I sit with you?
Absolutely. Welcome.
Thank you. Why are you referred to Johan the First?
Well, that's a quite funny and a good question. Well, before I got appointed as country chairman for Uniper Sweden, I was the managing director at the nuclear power plant in Oskarshamn. When I moved here to this position, of course, you needed a successor. It was our plant manager in Oskarshamn. He was appointed, and his name was Johan. So he became Johan the Second. Then he moved away, and we need to find a new successor to him. It turned out that we find another Johan. So he's Johan the Third.
So what's your favorite childhood memory?
Well, I think I like the forest and I like the nature. And my mother grew up on a farm outside of Göteborg. And we still kept that in the family. Me and my brother have taken that over. And when we grew up and we did crayfishing down by the river there, out in the forest in August with family, I think it's really nice. It was nice and it's still very nice because we still do it.
You want to take a walk?
Yes.
What was your first job?
In total, in my childhood, well, actually, I worked with my father quite a lot. He was a forestry man. Then I started working during summertime on a pulp and paper mill. And actually, that's where I thought I'm going to continue. But then for different reasons, I ended up doing my master thesis at the nuclear power plant in Oskarshamn, actually.
Oh.
And then I continued. So my first real job as an engineer was at the ABB in Västerås in Sweden.
What is the best advice you've ever received?
Be yourself. You cannot be any other person than yourself. Sometimes we try to play a role, we try to be someone different, and of course we develop and always like, is this me? And then stand for that and then have a high level of integrity. You can make difficult decisions, but have to be true to yourself.
What makes Uniper an attractive employer?
A lot of things. We're appointed as the most attractive employer in Sweden, 3 times out of 4.
Wow.
But then I think our Uniper way, the way that we look in our organization, we look at our people, our leadership, and we want people to grow.
How does Uniper stay ahead in the energy sector?
I think we need to capitalize first of our organization, our people, our Uniper way, but then also utilizing our global organization. I mean, we're active in so many markets and so much experiences and so much competence. So if we can combine that, and also combining our knowledge from the gas sector to the power sector and optimization, all these different parts, there's not so many companies that have this breadth.
10 years of Uniper, what advice would you give to Uniper for the next 10 years?
Just first of all, continue our way of working, never let go of Uniper way, the way we look at people, diversity, accelerate the transformation, continue the transformation, because energy will be needed. Just continue and continue to accelerate when we have the possibility to do that. Grattis på födelsedagen, Uniper.